Judge Gavin sets a schedule for next steps in Hughes lawsuit. Dates for pretrial expectations set. March 14, 2024. The judge in the Exeter v. David Hughes lawsuit has ordered pretrial hearing in the case to take place May 13 at 9 a.m. in Courtroom 4A of the Berks County Services Center in downtown Reading. The first order, written March 13 and entitled, Order for a Pretrial Conference and Settlement Conference, advises the parties involved of what they should be prepared to discuss at a pretrial conference, a case management order, and his expectations for their conduct, in rather direct wording. A settlement conference is defined as a settlement or pretrial conference is a meeting between opposing sides of a lawsuit at which the parties attempt to reach a mutually agreeable resolution of their dispute without having to proceed to a trial. In direct wording to the parties, Gavin states, the time within the parties must perform will be strictly enforced, and goes on to mention that sanctions will be employed if they fail to meet deadlines without a proper explanation. He further orders them to have no contact with the court except in extraordinary or emergency circumstances, advising that anything of a non-emergency nature will be discarded without further action. He finishes by telling them that the prothonotary is not to receive correspondence, and that all requests for relief must be presented to the court in the form of a motion or petition. The second, also dated March 13 and entitled, Standing Mandatory Disclosure Order, instructs that discovery is to begin immediately, and sets a timetable for getting the evidence, witnesses, and how to contact them, without awaiting for a discovery request to the other parties involved. There's also an order to list damages requested, and to provide a list of what constitutes each computation. Paragraph 5 states that copies of documents from all insurance companies that might be liable for damages of any degree must be submitted. This order carries the same stern admonition as the first, mentioned above. This is the second go-around on this case, as Gavin has already given them an order that states the inadequacies of the first filing. That filing contained no damages sought by the township, merely for the offending emails to be taken down. Gavin tore that apart in the other two pretrial hearings, even going so far as to get witness for the plaintiff, former supervisor Dave Vollmer, to admit that there were no damages incurred by the township. The current bill for the law firm handling the action for the township, Kozloff Stout attorney Joan London, is over $20,000, and that was before the refiling of the suit. One can well imagine that the disbursement report from the next supervisor's meeting will carry another invoice from London, for perhaps $5,000 or more. This would bring unnecessary legal spending by the township for the last 2 years to nearly $60,000.